Well, this is a good moment to bring in Dr. Frank Spokewell, a representative from the oil industry. Dr. Spokewell, you've seen Estelle's photos. What's your reaction?
Well, I would agree with Estelle that this was a major disaster and one, I must emphasize, that no one in the oil industry would have wished to happen. After the accident, the industry launched the largest cleanup operation in history. It involved more than 10,000 individuals, several hundred boats and aircraft, and much specialized equipment. A variety of conventional cleanup techniques were used. However, these methods were found to be not entirely successful. So we also experimented with biological agents. For instance, microorganisms such as bacteria, which break down the oils into harmless substances. Nature does this anyway, but this time she needed some help.
And what was the result of all this work?
Well, I'm happy to say that it quickly proved the gloomy forecasts of a lot of outside observers wrong. Within the first year after the spill, most of the damage had disappeared. Now even the most seriously affected beaches are agreed to be back to normal. The area has retained its outstanding natural beauty, and plant and animal life is doing as well as before, as any visitor to the area will see.
Well, a positive response from the oil industry there. Estelle, briefly, what do you make of this?
There are many detail points I could go into if we had time. For instance, although some beaches have indeed been cleaned, there is still oil on others. We shouldn't think that just because a beach looks clean, it is clean. Further, no one knows what effect the use of microorganisms in the clean-up operation had, or is still having, on the environment. And that brings me to my major point. How can we say, without years of study of all the ecosystems of Prince William Sound, that there have been no adverse long-term effects?
And there I'm afraid we must leave it for the moment.